Well, good morning. I'm still going to welcome you here to Bethesda Church, and we're glad you're here. I am calling, and I have called, and this is, in fact, an audible this morning. If you're not familiar with that expression, that's a football expression for we're going to change it on the fly. And here's why. On the day after and the day of, I'm talking about yesterday and today, two mass shootings occurred in my beloved country, the United States of America. One yesterday in El Paso, Texas, where at least so far 20 died and at least 26 were injured. And then overnight, another 26 or so were injured and about 10 or so far, were injured in Dayton, Ohio, just about 20 miles from where my sister and her family live and about an hour or hour and 15 minutes away from where I grew up. But as we rightly lament 20 or 30 dead within a single rotation of the Earth's circumference from one sunrise to another, let's not forget the more than 50 million dead, children dead, our babies dead, a veritable holocaust of aborted potential, aborted dreams, aborted lives snuffed out, supposedly so we can be free. Free from what? Free from whom, I might ask. I call this a prayer for my sick country, a lament. I did have some sense of the Spirit's moving at 4:30 this morning, and I offer this in faith and hope in Jesus Christ. My country is sick. Which is to say, our people are sick. Which is to say, we are sick, and me too. Our greatness is a boast of hubris, naked pride, empty. Our goodness is a self-important, self-serving delusion. Quoting, "Whoever would be great among you must be your servant. Why do you call me good? There is only one who is good." That's what Jesus says about greatness and goodness. But what does he know? Nothing, apparently. My country is sick. We harbor within and without a terminal disease of disorder, a sickness of the heart, a sickness of the mind, a sickness of the soul that only repentance, a turning from the multitude of our sins, can cure. We supposedly esteem the value of life, all life, every life, while we hold on in a death grip to the very instruments of our demise. "From my cold, dead hands," Charlton once said, and all the gun-toting Christians shouted, "Hallelujah!" A Christian friend once told me, "Guns don't kill people, people kill people." Several Christians actually have told me that, and they're still saying it. But I say, people with guns kill people, more people and more quickly and more efficiently and in greater numbers now routinely than people without guns ever did or ever could do. Except for the doctors, so-called, my country is sick. We esteem the value of freedom, everyone's freedom, to do what they want, to be what they want, to do and be what we want, so long as it doesn't infringe on my freedom and yours and theirs. Except for the babies to live. We extol our rights to be free while we put to death the most vulnerable among us before they've had a chance to live in the freedom we extol. Neil from Winnipeg, no, the other Neil, wrote and sang a song about four dead in Ohio, and he was right to do so. But who's writing and singing songs about the 50 million dead and counting? No one is the answer. No one is writing songs about the 50 million. It would be too hard. It would be far too sad. And it is sad, very sad, truly tragic. And our brothers and sisters from foreign lands and across the street, my country is sick, I tell you. Who are our brothers and sisters anyway? Are we our brother's keeper? Yes. Yes, we are our brother's keeper and our sister's too. And this is the commandment we have from him. Whoever loves God must also love his brother and his sister too. So yes, a turning to God is required. It's the only thing that will do, but not just to any God. Your God, my God, no generic or false God will do. We must turn together as one to the one true and living God. True repentance requires, yes, that's the word, true repentance requires a turning away and a turning to. Not just one or the other, but both at the same times, and half times won't do either. No, it's one turn, one whole turn, all the way round from our sick selves and our sick sin and our sick ideologies. The only God who ever existed, we turn to him who is today and will always be our righteous and just judge, our sovereign king, who was, who is, who forever will be. Whether we acknowledge or submit to him. My country is sick, and so is ours. But he is still God, still three persons but one, still a blessed Trinity, the only one who can make us well, the only one who can make us whole again, if we ever were, which we were not since the catastrophe in the garden, Eden, not Gethsemane. He has told you, O man, what is good. And what does Yahweh require of you but to do justice and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. To this God we pray. Or do we? At this time, I'd like to invite you to join me in prayer, not only for the country of my origin and that of my family, but also for Canada and for North America, because we're sick. Let's pray. Lord God, your word instructs and promises that if your people who are called by your name humble ourselves and pray and seek your face and turn from our wicked ways, then you will hear from heaven. Then you will forgive our sin. And then you will heal our land. Lord, we pray for healing. But we have much to do. We have much standing to do on your word, in your truth. Lord, we have much turning to do in repentance. And half turns will not do. We have to turn all the way around. All the way from our sin to you, Lord. And I pray that you would give us the grace to do that as individuals, to do that as families, to do that as a congregation, Bethesda Church in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, and that you would give us the grace to do that as nations, Canada, the United States. Father, we are sick. We are largely blind to our sickness. But your word exposes all. We pray, Lord, that you would allow us this grace to be instruments of your healing, your whole healing. I'd like to ask you now, still in prayer, to join me in praying that we will humble ourselves before the one true and living God. God, give us the courage and the faith and the hope to humble ourselves before you, the one true and living God, as your people. Now join me in praying that we will pray to the one true and living God as our only hope, and that prayer will be our way forward. Lord God, forgive us for our prayerlessness. Draw us back to you and to the source of our strength, to the source of our health, our spiritual health, our relational health, our congregational health, which is prayer in the Holy Spirit by your word. Teach us to pray, Lord, and teach us to keep praying. Now join me in praying that we will seek the very face of God and be satisfied with him. Father, we are all affected and infected by the health, wealth, and prosperity gospel, the American dream, so-called, the measurement of success even as an instrument of faith. Forgive us for that. And I pray, Lord, that we will seek your face as a congregation, as families, and as individuals, and be satisfied with you. May we be known here in this place as your people, because you are the gift we have received. You are the blessing we seek after. And you are the one we worship alone. In Jesus' name. Join me in praying that we will turn from our wicked ways. Yes, us, wicked ways. It's there in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, to the people of God, and here we are. What wicked ways, I wonder, do we have to turn from this morning? Let's ask the Lord to help us. Lord, we confess we are a sinful people. I confess I am a sinful pastor. I am so astonished by Romans chapter 14, verse 23, the way the 14th chapter of Romans ends. Whatever is not of faith is sin. How much of my life, how much of our ministry, when compared to that standard, is sinful? Virtually all of it, I would say. Help us to believe. Forgive us for our unbelief. In Jesus' name. Lord, we stand here this morning, and perhaps it's just me, but I don't think so, feeling weak, and perhaps even shameful that we have not sought you in this way. And we see that our land is sick. Lord, my prayer for us this morning, and I hope it is our prayer with one voice, is that you would revive us again. That you would once again make us holy and make us useful in your hands. We wait on you in Jesus' name. Amen.